After months of contention, the debate over We Energy's proposed rate change is coming to a close. Friday, the Public Service Commission is expected to vote on the utility's plan. Thursday, a small group staged a last-ditch effort in opposition to We Energy's proposal on the steps of the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Jackie Ivey was layered against the cold, yet still shivering, while waiting for the crowd that didn't appear. "Never mind," she says. Ivey has an opinion to share. She says many people she knows can't afford the fixed rate change We Energies hopes to implement. Instead of $9 a month, customers would be charged $16.
The city of Milwaukee is mostly made up of low-income people of color that's mostly on fixed income. And every year, you know, there's long lines before daylight where people are standing in line, you know, asking for federal assistance to pay this outrageous energy bills. So we need to, you know, relook at that, you know, based on people's income.
Elizabeth Ward also seemed undaunted by the small turnout at 9th and Wells. She represents the recently formed Alliance for Fair Utilities. Ward says it's comprised of more than a dozen diverse groups, ranging from health to environment, to oppose We Energy's increases.
We're really hoping today this puts a voice to some of those people that'll be impacted.
The demonstrators also oppose the utility's plan to hike costs on people investing in their own energy systems, such as solar. Joyce Elwanger spoke on behalf of Milwaukee Inner City Congregation's Allied for Hope.
People who conserve energy should be rewarded, not punished. If businesses that use large amounts of energy are to be rewarded, it should not be on the backs of poor households and those who practice responsible, renewable energy alternatives.
We Energies has heard and responded to the arguments for months. Jessica Williamson is a utility spokesperson.
Well, first, I'd say that low-income customers are not necessarily low-energy users as well. So that's just an important point to make. But, you know, really what we're requesting is about fairness for all customers.
Williamson says the utility listened to its customers during the rate change process, including those who create their own power.
And, you know, we came to the decision after speaking with these customers. They've made investments in wind and solar systems. And so we are proposing that basically, those customers would see no change for some time. And again, it's about fairness moving forward.
Both the city and county of Milwaukee passed resolutions opposing We Energy's proposals, saying the increases will burden both constituents and local governments. It's up to the Wisconsin Public Service Commissioners to weigh what's fair and equitable. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.